Hello, beautiful friends. Welcome to the Goddess Activation Podcast, where we dive deep into all the things divine feminine energy, pleasure, healing, sensuality, and really living connected with our bodies. I'm your host, Nikita Anand, spiritual embodiment coach and Kundalini and Tantra facilitator. And if you're ready to remember, reclaim, and activate the ancient wisdom that has always been within your body, stay tuned.
Energy updates, facilitating your intuition, your gifts, and honestly so much more. I feel like last week a huge shift happened in my energy and in my energy reading skills. So everything that I do, everything that I live and work, everything has so much energy work and also nervous system regulation inside of it and included. But I feel like I don't really address it as much, like in the sense of I don't really always pinpoint, oh, we are now doing energy work, we are now doing nervous system regulation work. It's just interwoven into all of the work that I do and facilitate with clients and how I live my life. And last week on Saturday, just before the retreat started, I feel like something that just happened. If you follow the astrologers' accounts, you've probably heard that it was like the luckiest day in the year, apparently, because something Jupiter Kazimi happened, something with the planets, I'm not sure. But I feel like on that day, I had like a huge switch. Like my skills and my capacity for reading energy and just heightened so much, and I just like dropped into my body and into this grounded, embodied me even more. And it doesn't feel like, oh, it was the lucky day and so it just happened, like, because it happened. It feels like the past 5 months of like the whole change of moving abroad, but also just living life, the solar flares that are increasing, the planets that are doing its things, that are shifting, that are moving. We are moving into the age of Aquarius, and just like the personal work, the personal practices, the personal living that I've been doing, I feel like the past 5 months, everything that happened, and then also everything that happened like subtly, subconsciously, in not in big ways but in small ways, it all added up and it like created this big shift in me on Saturday. And what I want to share with that is how our practice, our work that we put into ourselves, into life, the awareness, the gratitude, the prayers, the Kundalini practices and all other practices that you do, all of those things, they add up and they do create the change and the transformation that you want. Sometimes they happen in a more subtle way. Sometimes they happen in a more bigger way. Sometimes it feels like it's not really doing anything. But as we continue standing up for ourselves and like really choosing the life that we want, all those things really do add up. But sometimes it takes a bit longer. Sometimes it's a bit slower. And that's where like not comparing yourself to others and not consuming things without honoring your own boundaries, without honoring your own listening of your own body and your own intuition is so important, that we still always keep our own listening to ourselves, our own listening to our bodies, our own listening to our energies, our senses, our intuition, our womb and our heart, that we keep that the highest priority. Otherwise, it's so easy to get lost into this other world of what all the experts and coaches, I mean, I'm also a coach, I'm also a facilitator, but all the other people are saying, right? All those things are so important and they can create such big insights and shifts in us. And all of us, we are here to support each other, and all the advice online, in person, is here to support you. And there's this deeper wisdom that is always gonna come from within you, and invite you to do the things that support you in listening more to yourself, that support you in increasing the volume of your own inner voice, so that you can truly, truly listen, and not just listen but also act on it. So many of us now really do know how to listen to our intuition, but I still see so many who are not taking the action because of fear of rejection, because of shame, because of so many other reasons. And as long as we just listen but don't take the action, we can easily find ourselves in a cycle of frustration or anger or bitterness or just feeling lost. And oftentimes when people say, oh, I don't know what I want, oftentimes we do, but we sometimes don't allow ourselves to listen. We don't allow ourselves to take the action. We don't allow ourselves to fully take responsibility for what we want and for also the steps that are necessary for us to take in order to really create the life that we want. So two big things that I really want to share is that I'm wondering if you've noticed, but time is always moving faster than the year before. But there's a shift in energy. There's also a shift in the energy in the online world. If you follow a lot of people, you might have noticed that. There's a shift in energy in the people around you. There's a shift in energy on the planet. I'm curious to hear from you in the comments if you are feeling that as well. But there's a shift in energy and things are different if we allow ourselves to feel them, if we allow ourselves to be present, if we allow ourselves to take a break from all the noise around us and really turn up the volume from within us to listen. And with the shift, I mean, if you look back 10 years ago, not a lot of people talked about meditation. Yoga was already up and coming, but I feel like 10 years ago, people were still like, oh, ha ha ha, meditation, what is that? And I feel like at this point, every single person has at least heard from someone who has done meditation, even if they don't practice it, even if they maybe don't like it. Meditation has become so normal. And I feel like two of the next bigger things who are coming is really this body-based living, where our intuition and our somatic embodiment is gonna become the new meditation, the new yoga, because it is so important that we are in our bodies. Otherwise, we are living this world in our minds, and our bodies and our minds are disconnected, and we feel like there's so much disharmony and we feel like we are fighting against ourselves. And until we bring our mind and our body, our mind and our emotions, our mind and our energies, our mind and our heart into union, into connection, we will always feel like we are fighting against ourselves, because our body stores the memory, our body stores the emotions, our body stores the energy. Our body is here to guide us if we let it. All the dreams that we have, all the desires that we have, all the things we wish we had or the things we wish we would be, they are like we are able to create them for us. And if we don't work with the fear that is coming up when we start going after those dreams, the fear which is coming up from the body, we will always find ourselves being stuck in a loop. We need to work with the body, with this deeper technology that is our body, that is our emotions, that is our energy. And I truly feel that somatic coaching, body work, body-based living is going to become the next yoga, is going to become the next meditation in the next 5 to 10 years. And we truly get to be the ones who say, I know there's so much resistance to feeling it. There's so much resistance to working with the, maybe with the anxiety that you've had all your life, or the shame around your body and around your belly or your hips that you've had, or all the different things that could be. Things that I have dealt with the majority of my life. As long as we keep avoiding this heavy work, which sometimes does feel intense, sometimes we really get to learn to love the process and we enjoy the process, and sometimes it just really feels hard. But as long as we avoid that, we'll always feel like we are fighting against ourselves. The big thing that I wanted to say with that is that the energy is different this year as it was the past few years. And the energy and the astrology is gonna become different in 2025, in 2026, until 2027. If you listen to all the astrologers and human design readers, there's a podcast episode on Jenna Zoe. She's like a world-leading human design reader expert. She did a podcast episode with multiple astrologers about like all of that. I highly recommend you check it out. It's on the My Human Design podcast. And if you listen to those, you will hear more about like the specific changes that are coming up for us. And I am truly feeling that for me personally, 2024 is like the, you know, like when airplanes start, they first need to drive until they can take off. For me, 2024 feels like that drive, like that street that I'm taking, like in this beautiful, perfect direction. And like 2025, And of course, I want it to be earlier as well. I'm open to that as well. But for me, it feels like 2024 is like this pathway, which is supporting me in taking off with like even more power, with even more energy, with even more alignment, like just with the like perfect flow. And there's these things that sometimes we want all our dreams and desires to come true right away. And I've learned, and my father and my parents always tell that to me as well, is that when you get to learn to love the process, it doesn't feel as hard anymore. It doesn't feel like, oh, me needing to achieve my dreams. For me, sometimes it has felt like a fight. And I know that it feels like a fight for a lot of other people when they come to work with me or the people around me. And when we learn to love the process, it doesn't feel like this fight anymore. It feels like this beautiful opportunity to learn to get to know ourselves even more and just to enjoy this life with its ups and downs. And we're gonna need some time anyway, so we might as well enjoy it. We might as well make the best of this time that it takes to get where we want to go. So we might as well learn to love the process. And I've noticed that whenever I loved the process more than needing the result. For example, when I started working out, at some point I got super skinny and I like was eating too little, working out way too much, and I really wanted to have like this big beautiful butt full of muscles. And I just learned to love working out. I love working out, I love being in the gym, and I loved doing the workouts. So I did them every day, 6 times a week, which was a bit too much for me at back then. It wasn't always healthy, but I loved the working out. And then I built the butt muscles at some point after years of working out, and I just loved the journey, and it never felt like it was taking so long because I was truly just enjoying the process. And I also feel like it happened so much faster because I was loving the process. Or when I was healing this big deep-rooted shame around my belly, and like sexual trauma and my shame around sexuality and all of that, I loved the process. I fell in love with Kundalini breathwork. I fell in love with tantric practices. I fell in love with this whole modalities. And that's why I feel like, yes, it took me multiple years to heal all of that, but I fell in love with the process. And looking back, it feels like it happened so fast. And I truly thought that it would take me 10, 15, 20 years until I would be at this free and liberated relationship with my body, with my feminine energy, with my sexuality. I thought it would take me 10, 15, 20 years, but it happened within 5 years, and it never felt like 5 years. It felt, looking back, it felt like so much shorter because I fell in love with the process. And as long as we avoid doing the process, and as long as we like hate on the process and complain about the process, it will just feel like it's taking longer. And I'm pretty sure it will also take longer. So my question for you is, where do you get to fall in love with the process even more and be in your body even more? Where do you get to take off the pressure of the result needing to fulfill you? But what if you could find the fulfillment in the process? And as you're going through this year, those weeks, these months, there's so much more coming for us. We have our whole life in front of us, no matter how old you are. If you're 40, 50, 20, 16, no matter how old you are, we have our whole life in front of us, or we have the rest of our life in front of us. So we might as well make the best out of it and enjoy it as deeply as we can. And I'm going to be taking you through some powerful Kundalini and Tantra women's healing practices to ignite your feminine energy, to connect with it, to embody it, to awaken it, to activate it within your body soon in Zurich. So I'm thinking of doing a 2-day workshop in Zurich at the end of June, which is going to be the 29th and the 30th June. So message me Zurich if you want to learn more about the workshop. And I look forward to seeing you and being in ceremony with you and supporting you in this process of loving the journey and finding this fulfillment and love for yourself through the journey as well.